When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, rabid fan base. Another week alone in a secret government facility. It's like none of the employees have figured out the locks and barriers I constructed around every entrance. And, you know, if they can't put the time in to make it through those, they're not really interested in team building. Oh yes, the Magic Tavern website has a brand new look. At hellofromthemagictavern.com, you can learn about live shows, past episodes, merchandise, and other things to help flesh out this sentence. Make sure and check out the front page where the three quote-unquote main characters of the show are given all manner of illustration and bio, and the many, many other individuals who toil endlessly to bring this show to life are mentioned not at all, not even a thumbnail image. Way to succeed, guys. Keep in mind, the path of the universe bends slowly towards justice, so watch your backs. And now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp.
Gummy.
Should I start calling myself
Gummy Niekamp?
Gummy Niekamp?
Gummy Goo Goo.
Okay.
Gummy Goo Goo Niekamp.
Look, I'm still Arnie. Just because my body was stabbed by a magical sword and my essence is currently in a baby-sized gummy baby candy doesn't mean that I guess I should have a different name, right?
Can we also work on Niekamp?
What do you mean?
Are you open to notes on Niekamp?
I'll hear them.
Okay.
Well, we were talking. We don't like it.
Yeah, we were thinking maybe like Reynolds.
Oh yes,
Reynolds.
Yeah. Yes, very sexy, Reynolds.
Yeah,
Goo Goo Reynolds.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you could be like kind of you're very intelligent.
Oh, thank
but
you.
It's fun when you're real snarky. So maybe be snarkier.
Ooh, yeah, snarky sneak snap.
Oh, so you want me to be real sort of snarky and wry, like a wry Reynolds?
Yes, a wry Reynolds. That's the very thing we need.
Okay.
Yes, and very soon we'll put you in the magical pool that I'm working on from the things I've discovered that will make you be less dead.
Okay.
Once we put you right in that dead pool, I think Ryan Reynolds is going to take off.
All right, well, I thought the show was already...
You're going to be a real mouthy asshole.
What's this?
Recently, you've become a real mouthy asshole.
I have?
Yeah.
Oh.
In a good way.
Okay, fine, fair, okay. Look, I know things have gotten a little wild. They're about to get Van Wilder. Okay, should I go back to the beginning?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fian Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And if my voice sounds like it is tired and creaky, it is because I've stayed up so many late nights, poring over tomes and grimoires, looking for some cure for my good friend Arnold, who has been stabbed through the chest. Oh, it's Rye.
You've been poring over the tomes? So when you read, you do a pour over?
It's the only way I can stop the Dark Lord from seeing me. I made a magical elixir, and I poured over the tome, and that way he can't see what I'm doing.
Yeah, famously, we're not supposed to open books, so Usador's found a way around that. Arnie, yeah. Did I tell you the book series I found?
No.
It's one of my favorites from a child. It's a whole series of books. It's called You Don't Have a Choice in This Adventures.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is, it's kind of hard to explain. So it's a story that plays out sequentially in order. Mm-hmm. So like here, I'm on page 72. It says, Walter walked up to the door... that's page 72, and it says, sure. Turn to page 73.
No, he opens the door. What if you don't want to open the door?
Huh?
Could you just go to a different page and not open the door?
No. This happens sequentially. So you just turn. It says on page one, it says turn to page two. On page two, it says turn to page three, and so forth and so on.
Honestly, most books I read the first 7 or 8 pages, then I just decide what happens.
Oh.
It's just a jumping off point.
Yeah. Do you need every page to tell you to turn to the next page?
Well, how else will we know where to go after that?
I mean, aren't all books in Foon read in order?
Why would they be? Why would you assume that?
I don't know. I mean,
you're reading a book, you're on page 8, and you're like, this is fine, but what's on page 100?
Yeah, this is what you get hung up on? You're a gummy baby.
That is true. My essence has been flung into a tiny gummy baby. And I guess my name now is Rye Reynolds. A lot of changes for me. Also, I got to say, the fact that this candy that I'm in is a little bit sticky, I've been accumulating a fair amount of like lint and dust and dirt. I've actually got like half a page stuck to this arm now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is fortunate, Arnie. Even though you are covered in muck and disgusting things.
Wow, just a little.
I have found someone this week, and she shall be able to assist us. For she has powers related to death and resurrection itself.
Oh.
It is Sasha, the Scarab.
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
Oh, you look so squishy.
Bug.
Oh, no.
This is our friend, Sasha. She's a Scarab.
Yeah, but she's like a...
It's like a beetle.
Big scarab.
He's sort of a human scarab. Yeah.
I would say that my hands and my toes stick out like human, sure, but doesn't make me any less of a beetle.
Sure.
That's very true. Sasha, what can you tell us about death and resurrection? How can you help us bring
everyone
our friend
always
back
wants
from the
to
brink?
Talk about death with me. What about love?
Oh.
Ooh.
What about life?
Are you in love with someone, Sasha?
Oh, I've been trying to be in love with someone,
mm-hmm.
but it never works out.
Oh.
You know, I'm a vegan, so I try not to eat as much flesh as possible, but...
Arnie, do you know about vegans? So on Foon, there's creatures called vegans,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. and what they do is they try and eat as much plant-based product as possible,
sure.
while still occasionally dipping into flesh.
Oh, really?
Yes, a beetle like me can't survive only on plants, so I'm only a vegan when I can be.
Uh-huh.
And I only eat flesh that I am in love with.
Oh.
But even though you eat flesh, you still tell everyone as often as possible
that
you're
I
vegan.
Am a vegan.
Because it feels really good.
Sure, I hear that. Yeah.
Thank you, Badger. I feel like you know me.
Yeah. So, Sasha, you're fierce.
So you eat flesh. I don't know if that's just human flesh or animal flesh.
It's definitely just human flesh.
Oh,
sorry,
just
Badger.
Human flesh. I see. But only humans that you're in love with?
Only in love with.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's sad. I've only been in love twice in my life.
Oh.
So I've eaten...
So you must be starving.
I am terribly hungry, yes. I need something. I need love. And I thought, you know, I thought you'd bring me to someone who was maybe a human and not a gummy.
Oh, well, you see, the thing is, Arnold is a human. But recently he was stabbed by an obsidian blade.
No!
And right here under that blanket, there's his body.
Oh!
Yeah, we've frozen it in time. And we're trying to figure out a way to get his essence back into that body from the gummy baby.
Oh, no.
But also I guess it's probably not that hard to get my essence back into my body, but, like, in a way that I don't immediately just die because there's, you know, a magic sword in my chest.
It's very dangerous to do that.
Oh, yeah?
I've done it once before.
You have?
Yep, from a Smarties candy. Do you know what that is?
I know what Smarties are on Earth. What are Smarties here?
Well, there was this human that I was going to fall in love with before it became Smarties candies.
Oh.
And then he died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tragic.
Yeah.
The specificity is so tragic.
It was just so instant, honestly.
Please, Sasha, pump the brakes. Too many details. He died? Oh. In my mind's eye, I see everything.
Do you want me to relive death? I deal with death all the time. People come to me, Sasha, please, resurrect. And I'm like, no, I don't want to today. I'm too tired. Nobody asks me what's dead inside of me.
Okay, well.
Nobody resurrects my deadness inside.
Oh, okay. Well, can't help with the second half, probably. But hey, what's dead? What's resurrected inside of you? I already forgot your question that you were desperate to have asked.
It's a knock-knock joke?
Yes, we want to know more about you, Sasha. If you feel dead inside, what would make you feel alive again?
Love.
Love. Oh, love.
But not just any love. Anybody can fall in love multiple times.
Sure.
I want that passionate, deep connection, that sensual, that I need you every moment of the day, love.
True love.
Is that true love?
Unhealthy love?
Unhealthy love, yes.
Oh.
Now, what sort of person or creature are you attracted to? Maybe if you gave us some of the attributes that you find desirable in a mate, perhaps we know someone and we can
play matchmaker. Yeah.
Okay, well, tall.
Okay. How tall are we talking?
I'm talking 8'9".
Okay. That's tall.
Yeah, lots of flesh there to last me centuries.
Right now, only one I can think of is Macho Mantis Randy Mantis.
He's tall.
Oh.
Not a human. He's like a mantis.
He sounds strong.
Arnie, what are you, like 8'7"?
No, I mean, currently I'm real small, but under the sheet, I'm...
Yeah, oh boy. What are we packing under the sheet? How big are we under the sheet?
Like above average, but, you know, nothing crazy, like 6'4".
Ooh, 6'4".
That's pretty tall.
Yeah.
6'4" is pretty tall.
That's close to me.
How tall are you in the streets?
In the streets, I'm all business.
Sounds very small.
Yeah. I mean, are you only interested in giants?
Well, if I had to compromise something, I guess I could compromise height, though.
Sure.
That is the most attractive feature.
Well, that's very
being.
Big of you. Very small of you, I guess.
Very small of me, yeah.
So 8'9", what other attributes or physicality?
Somebody who reads so much materials, but doesn't retain any information.
Huh, okay.
They read for the love of reading.
Oh.
Well, I'm afraid that I would never make an appropriate mate for you, then.
Why not?
For I remember everything I eat.
Even ass?
Mm-hmm. You've eaten ass before.
Oh, you know it.
You know, Sasha, I've got to ask. Like, I feel like I'm not fully understanding how you want to express this love for this other person.
I want to eat their flesh.
You want to eat their flesh.
Yes.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I want them inside of me. That's why I'm saying it's unhealthy for me, okay?
Yeah.
More do you want to know?
Like, how long does it take? It's like, how long does it take to eat this loved one?
Okay, well, I'm a bit of a eater of, like, small portions.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It takes me a long time to do it. Mm. Maybe 2 hours.
Oh, two?
Per centimeter of flesh.
Oh, so you could still have a relationship with this person over a period of time.
Exactly. The longer I eat you, the more I fall in love with you.
Oh. Mm. Are at what point are they not alive anymore? Like, do they die at the beginning of this relationship?
Good question.
Or is it like a slow process of dying?
Well, because I'm eating at such a slow rate, their skin starts to regenerate naturally as flesh does. So, for like a decade.
Wow.
So you said you've been in love twice before.
Yes.
And they died, but they didn't die from you eating them. If I may ask, how did they die?
How die?
Oh, well... Okay, I cheated on them.
Oh.
They died of a broken heart.
Damn.
Both of them. How tragic.
Yeah.
Literally
just like
died of a broken heart?
Yes. It was sort of Romeo and Juliet.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Arnold, do you know the story of Romeo and Juliet?
No, I don't. I'd love to hear a little bit of
really
that.
It's really
good. It's so tragic. Please tell it.
In ages long past, Romeo was a beautiful young woman who fell in love with Juliet. Mm. And they, together, made art, for Juliet did what was in her name. They made beautiful murals together, and then they were so excited when they were painting these murals, they painted themselves in the murals, and they asphyxiated because they put paint all over themselves.
Yeah, and to be in Juilliard was a very big deal.
Sounds.
Not a lot of people get into Juilliard.
Oh,
so
wow.
When Romeo got into Juilliard, it was like pretty big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a big
sure,
deal.
Sure.
So that's what happened with me in my life. Yeah.
Wow.
Tragic. So sad.
So you're looking for 8'9" and forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Because we know a lot of people.
Well, why didn't you bring them here? Where are they?
Well, you see, a while back, we were working from the town of Hogsface. And there, we committed a ruse. And we destroyed the entire town, trying to defeat the Dark Lord. And we barely escaped, and we helped everyone else escape. But, and this is interesting that you should bring this up, I have heard that some of those people from Hogsface are setting up a new Hogsface.
Oh.
Yes.
We should visit that sometime.
So maybe you can go to the new Hogsface and see some of the people we know there.
Oh, I'd love to. And the Dark Lord, does the Dark Lord have flesh?
Yes, but it's necrotic and weird and it smells bad.
Been
and
there, done that. Don't want to do it again.
Yes.
Oh, Ben, so you've already had, like, a relationship with a decaying person?
Yes. It was a zombie-like fellow.
Uh-huh.
Hated him. Smelled like shoot. Smelled like bad shoot.
Smelled like bad shoot?
Yes. That's what I call my poops.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Huh.
I would have said it smelled like shit, personally.
Yeah. Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
But I don't... But that's... You're not... we're not living the same life.
No, we're not.
You're not a scarab.
That's very true. But I could be. With my great magical powers, I shall transform myself into a scarab here and now. Ruff, tuck, tuck, tuck.
Sasha, how do you feel about those noises that Yusidor's making?
I don't understand the language.
Yeah, what
I'm
are
not
you,
a, I'm not,
Yusidor, what are you
I know
doing?
That you expect... I'm not
She's
a native
talking.
Speaker, no.
I feel like... Did Yusidor... Whoa, he scuttled away. Well, Chunt, I feel like that might be the last we'll ever see of Yusidor.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Can I ask you a little bit about being a scarab, Sasha?
Can I ask a little bit about you being a gummy?
Sure, yeah. How about we'll trade question for question?
Easy, done.
Okay, I'll go first. You got a lot of legs. How's that?
Hard to find shoes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, because it's like enough to fit for each one. Are they all the same size?
My two front legs are a little bit, the bottoms are a little bigger, so it's a little difficult to find good shoes, especially when I want to go dancing. It's hard, it's really hard, but, you know, I go to this sweet little place right down where I live, right under a log.
Uh-huh.
It's so nice, they have the best pairs of shoes.
That's
nice. They're made from moss, and so they can breathe to fit my feet.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Isn't it great when you find a little place that's so convenient to where you live under a log that's just right there to get the stuff you need.
Exactly.
What brings you to the library?
Well, sometimes I give up on searching for love, and so I like to read about them. Specifically, any and every detective novel has a great, great love story.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So like most people in any library, you've given up on love and you're just there to read.
Just read, 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 and not retain any information.
Whoa!
Whoa! If you're reading a lot, would you like to use my pour-over spell so the Dark Lord can't see you?
Ooh, do you think that would protect me? Do I even need to be protected from the Dark Lord?
Well, we must stop his prying eyes from looking into every corner of the media we consume and then taking our information and selling it.
You know what? If I could help you in any way, resurrect maybe your body into what's under the sheet, but although you are very adorable the way that you are, I think that I could take some of that energy from the Dark Lord.
You think you could?
I could use the energy, and I wouldn't mind exploding my little beetle body.
What?
For the sake of resurrecting you into your own.
Siphoning off some of the energy that it's currently killing your body frozen in time.
Uh-huh.
You would do that for us?
I would. I've given up on love.
Whoa.
I keep searching for it, and every time I'm sorely disappointed. So unless you can find me an 8'9" lover forever to eat upon their flesh, well, then I have no choice but to sacrifice my beetle body for resurrection of life.
Well, we appreciate this sacrifice, and we must do it, for it is imperative that we save Arnie and get the obsidian blade from out his body. It's more important to get the obsidian blade than to save Arnie. Just to make that clear.
Okay. Arnie, did you want to check yourself?
Do I want to check myself?
Yeah, before we resurrect yourself, did you want to check yourself?
Check myself?
Like, just check your body to see if there's anything you're missing?
I've just had a general rule most of my life. I don't like to look at my body too much. You know what I mean? I probably...
You ever stood over a hand mirror?
Not on purpose.
Sasha, I am grateful for this boon, but I must admit, while I was scuttling about as a scarab, I met Tall Jim.
Tall Jim?
Wait, what?
I met Tall Jim over in the stacks.
Oh, I forgot about Tall Jim. That guy who's like, what is he, like 8'10", 8'8"?
And he always is reading books, but whenever you ask him about them, he's like, I don't remember anything I read.
Right. Yes, he seemed like he might be the perfect mate for you.
Take me to Tall Jim.
He is. He's 8'9" and full of muscle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He approached me and he said, do you speak my language? And I go, yeah, we're both talking English, my man.
I'm going to transform back into a beetle and go talk to Jim.
Okay.
And see if he'll come over here and join us. Should we take a break?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's take a quick break. We're never going to see him again.
Yeah, that's probably the last we ever see Isidore.
All right. Well, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
So, Sasha, I'm a little worried about you. You seem so sad. You seem to have kind of given up on the possibility of finding love in your life.
I either go from one extreme to the other, just like veganism.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so what are you like at the other extreme?
Oh, completely enamored. Uh-huh. Completely and utterly enamored. Have you ever eaten a cake?
Oh, yeah.
I've never eaten a cake, but what
You've never eaten a cake?
I've
Bump
never.
Set Spike. Have you ever eaten
vegan.
A cake? Right in Arnie's Cake House.
Oh, I see. Interesting that you would choose that as a metaphor, but go on, I'm curious.
I would imagine a cake feels gooey and soft and moist, very moist inside. Sure. That is what I feel inside when I'm completely enamored. I also doodle a little bit.
When you're in love?
Yes, so I do some hieroglyphics when I'm in love, especially.
What kind of stories do you like to doodle hieroglyphs of?
A lot of two animals humping each other.
Oh, ooh, yeah. I went through a phase like that.
That sounds like something Chandra would love.
Yeah, that describes my life.
Do you have any of your work on you, or is this just, or has it been a while?
Actually, I do. Would you like to see a little bit? I have a tiny little book.
You saw your back?
I'm not sure if you could see
Yes, I've been back the whole time.
Oh, sorry.
Jim's going to be over here in just a minute.
Oh, okay.
He's finishing reading a book he doesn't remember.
You know, I never noticed this, but we were talking about shoes earlier, and I never noticed that your feet are all birds. You just wear birds on your feet all the time.
Well, yes, of course. How else would I get around?
Oh, it's just interesting.
It is very
strange. I love birds. I was born of a conspiracy of rain and fire birds and frogs. No, that said there must be a champion to take forth the totem of fighting evil.
You, sir, nobody asked for a list.
Oh, sorry. I'm friends with birds.
Okay. Yeah, we believe you.
So sometimes I put birds on my feet.
Okay. You're screaming. We believe you.
Okay. Well, okay. You brought it up.
No, I just... Okay.
Look, there are birds on my feet.
Yeah, they look comfortable. They look breathable.
What, do you want a bird on your foot?
No, I'm just... It's just something
then
I noticed.
Did you
I just never
it
noticed.
Chunt, was that all birds thing?
I think we've been in this light very too long. Sasha, do you have... you're pulling out your little...
I do. It's so small. I don't know if you can read it. If you want to... If you want to transcribe... Okay, I'll read it. I'm the only one who can see it. Okay. Animal, humping animal.
Oh,
forest.
The pictures are small and the words are small, so she's reading it quiet.
Yes. Unless you'd like me to go bigger, I can.
I could actually transform it and enlarge it with magic.
Could you do that?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, what are the other options? Could she go home?
You could go home.
But we could go big.
We could go big. We could go home. It's up to you.
I think we go big.
Go big?
Go big.
Brop, 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 brop. Yum, yum, brop.
Okay, great. So, animal, big animal, husky animal, 8'9" animal, another animal, smaller animal, cute little animal, very sexy animal, nice shoes animal, kissing, paw print.
This is like beat poetry.
Yeah.
Yes. Clash, thunderstorm. Ah, wow. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Those are little bubbles. Heart.
Sorry, did someone over here say heart?
Let me introduce you. Big Jim? Tall Jim?
Either works.
Tall Jim, this is our friend Sasha the Scarab. And this, of course, is Ani the Goo Goo Gummy Baby.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Goo Goo Gummy Baby.
And of course, you know Chunt.
Hello, Chunt. No need to reply.
It's so nice to meet you. I'm sorry I don't have my good shoes on.
I'm sorry that I forgot your name immediately.
Shit. It's Sasha. It's okay.
Sasha.
I'll repeat it every day that you need me to.
I have to admit right away, I'm very forgetful.
That's so good. Great quality.
Thank you.
Preferred quality, honestly.
Thank you.
I'm feeling a lot of sparks here. What do you think, Rye?
I think Big Jim.
Tall Jim. Or
tall
big.
Or yeah, big.
Works.
Why did you have to correct the one that was
well,
right?
Just... If I don't hear myself speak, I forget that I can.
I see.
I'm very forgetful. What was your name?
You seem to have... My name is... well, some people are calling me Rye, but, you know, please just call me Arnie or Gummy Baby.
Aren't all Arnie's Rye, but not all Ryes are Arnie?
I guess so.
Works for me.
I think... I don't know if it's worth explaining things to Big Tall Jim, because he has no short-term memory.
Or Tall Big Jim.
Or
either one.
Yeah. All he... Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Big and Tall Jim.
Yes.
I think at that size, he's hit his head a lot. I think he's has massive...
Sorry to interject, Sasha. I just want to say I love that you called me Big and Tall Jim.
Yes.
Not many people understand what it's like to be big and tall.
No.
Well, Arnie used to be big and tall. He was 6'4".
Two?
Yeah,
consider that big and tall?
I know it's not as big and tall as you, but it's kind of right there on the cusp. Like, I can get clothes.
My man, you're not B&T. Don't act like you're B&T if you're not B&T.
Okay.
Sasha, back to you.
Yes.
What's going on here? What is your makeup? What is this? Some sort of bug? Or?
I put on a bit of glitter eyeliner here.
Yeah, it's very smoky.
Thank you. You've noticed.
Yeah.
You know how to blend?
Yeah, I know how to blend. I mean, I forget a lot of it, but I know how to blend.
Oh, I've blended my eyeliner with my shadow to make my eyes more attractive because they are small, tiny little beetle eyes.
Ding, ding, ding. It's working.
Oh, okay.
Jim, did you notice how beautiful Sasha's carapace
Who's
is?
Who's Jim?
You, Tall Jim.
Okay, now that makes sense.
Tall Jim, have you noticed how beautiful
Can
Sasha's...
Can I make something clear? Maybe I'm... being a bit of a recluse here.
No problem.
Either Tall Big Jim or Big Tall Jim.
Big and Tall Jim.
Jim can go fuck itself.
My apologies. Look, I have birds on my feet, all right?
Okay.
Big Tall Jim.
Weird flex, but okay.
Did you notice how beautiful Sasha's carapace
is? Yes, yes. Very much so. That's all I can notice.
Do you think I could ever be turned into a pendant or a ring or a piece of jewelry?
I mean, I guess not.
Do you think I'm that beautiful?
Yeah, I'd wear you.
Oh.
I'd gift you.
Oh.
Gift you my heart.
Oh, do you know what bloops are?
What bloops are? Like, isn't that when someone's playing mittens and they, fall down or get hit in the nuts?
I would think it's like a bad shot.
Bloop?
More like a shit.
Bloops to me are bubbles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's how I feel.
I feel it too. Like
I feel just, bubbles just blooping up inside.
Blooping inside my chest and heart.
Oh, my God. I think you've done it, Usador. I think you've done it.
I have. I have played matchmaker today, and I have created a perfect union of two souls that shall light the universe on fire.
Wait.
Sorry. I'm big and tall, and I need you to know that the way my kind work is that you've talked to me, we found a connection, but there are two other big and tall gentlemen in the wings waiting to be talked to.
Oh.
You must talk to them as well and then make your decision.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
That sounds
fair. Sounds fine to me.
I also will need a skin sample.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He took a big slice off of himself.
The slice is right.
Hey, I'm big and tall Don.
Next.
Okay.
That's a different show. Next is a different show.
No, I get it. It's fine. Well, so long, everyone.
I get it. His voice doesn't match his size.
Yes, that didn't work for me at all.
Yeah. Oh, I guess here comes the third one.
Hey, I'm huge, Brad.
Oh, I don't.
I'm huge.
Look, I know he seems attractive, but I'm getting a vibe that's very douchey.
I don't know. Really? I can't tell.
Everyone
I can't
loves
tell.
Huge Brad.
Oh yeah.
Hi, huge Brad.
Look what I could do with my pecs.
Oh.
That is a lot of skin on those pectorals.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's your favorite book to forget?
The 7 Habits of Huge People.
What's your love language habit?
What's my love language habit? Mm. Gifts.
Oh, would you gift me a piece of your skin to sample right now?
I'm so huge. Here, have my arm.
Damn. Whoa. She downed that arm.
Wow, that was amazing.
She told us before.
She told us before it took 2 hours for...
How do you know that? Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Hold on.
Fine. I'm 5 people in a skin suit.
Yeah, we're 5 people in a skin suit.
Well, that fell apart so fast.
No. Do you know what's going to happen to my bowels? If that was real skin?
What?
Oh.
A bad shoot?
You gonna shoot your pants?
I'm gonna shoot.
Oh, right in the library. Is there anything I can do to help?
Please get me a piece of paper from a book.
Here. There you go.
I was reading that book. Go ahead.
Okay.
You doing okay? Here's some water. I found some water for you.
Thank you so much. I thought it was real. You lied to me, Usador. You lied to me.
Well, I didn't know.
You didn't know? Did you check the front of his body for a zipper?
Yes, I thought he was just wearing a weird suit.
Yeah.
And I was right. But I didn't know it was a skin suit filled with people. I thought it was a regular suit filled with one person.
Yeah.
Sasha.
Sasha, I'm so, so sorry. Brad's still here, though.
I'm huge.
And I could go get Dawn.
We could give Don a second.
You want to give Don a second?
I'll give Don a
shot?
Second chance.
Yes.
Should I should go get Don?
Yeah, go get Don.
All right, I'll go get Don.
Okay,
let's see if Don can remember his voice.
Oh, hello. They said I should come back over here.
Hi, Don. Tell me about yourself, I guess.
Well, I like to look at picture books and then forget what the pictures are. My favorite pictures when I see them, though, are pictures of animals doing it with other animals.
Oh, my God.
Nothing. There's nothing there.
Yeah. Although...
Wait. I don't know. It's... Uh-oh. I don't feel bloops, but I feel something else. What is this?
No.
Uh-oh. It feels a lot like settling. No. I can't. No.
Sasha,
no.
You were a heartbeat away from just letting yourself be exploded.
Settling to me is worse than exploding.
Huh.
Well, I'm a manager at a tannery.
I've heard that so many times.
I make
the first thing.
I make a good living, and I have a nice house if you'd like to come live with me.
I guess the only thing left to do is ask for a skin sample.
Here you go.
Yeah.
How's the skin taste?
I've been told it's a lot like boiled potato.
It's still sitting in my mouth. I can't digest it. Hold up. Uh-oh. Bloop. Bloop.
Oh.
Bloop.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Is she gonna blow up?
Uh-oh. Don, there's something about your skin that I find very delicious. Skin that I could take my time with. Skin that I can take 2 hours per centimeter on your flesh eating it away.
Ooh,
and then it regenerates again and I eat that same new flesh.
Sasha, hear me out. Maybe you don't find Don interesting or intellectually challenging, but maybe you could just have a purely physical relationship with him where you eat him slowly over time.
Oh.
Yes, have you considered that?
But I always wanted the unhealthy love. Would you consider that unhealthy?
Oh, well, I don't know. I've just been looking for a stepmom for my three kids.
Ooh, yikes.
More
deal breaker?
No.
No, don't make assumptions. Maybe she's okay with eating three kids, too.
Honestly, skin is skin, and I feel bad for saying that.
No, I think, Arnie, something we should get straight on the podcast. Skin is skin.
Skin is skin?
Skin is skin.
I don't know. Three kids, a house.
Oh, he's getting down on one knee.
Oh, no, I don't have the right shoes for this. Oh, no.
I was mostly getting down because my knees hurt because I'm so terribly tall.
You're very tall.
Know.
Very, very
I
tall.
Know.
I cut my arm off. Also, I think my voice changed.
Brad,
what's going on
I think
with your
you're
voice?
Done, buddy.
Brad's not looking so good. He's lost a lot of blood.
Let me do this. Let me eat Brad right now, and if I'm still hungry later, I'll consider marrying Don.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. Settle down.
Oh, well, she is really devouring that entire body very quickly.
Guys, I'm starting to get the feeling that Sasha lied about how long it takes for her
to
eat
2 hours
somebody?
Per centimeter. I think that's just, like, her ideal eat time.
Yeah.
But it seems like she can really put it away.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, all right. Cat's out the bag, I guess. I say cat because of where I'm from.
Where are you from?
The land of sand. And, well...
That makes sense.
I lied about being a vegan.
Oh, that's all right.
No,
a lot of vegans are that way.
Yeah, Sasha, if it helps, none of us believed you.
Thank you.
You ate bread to the bone.
I did. It was good, and I do still... I don't know. I'm confused about you, Don. I'm not convinced yet. I am still hungry, but...
Oh, well, maybe we could just go out a few times and get to know one another.
I think I'd rather help Arnie.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Goku?
Oh.
Can I just say something? What was your name again?
Don.
Big Tall Don or just Don?
Big Don.
Big Don. Big Don, can I just say I feel for you because this lovely creature here would rather help a dead body than be with you. Does that make sense?
Yep. No, it does make sense.
Just
to
really
me.
Let that sink in. I don't want you to walk out of here with your head held high.
Look, no.
Don, it's not you. It's
Oh, it is me. It's always me. It's all right.
Oh, it's always you? Yeah. How did you lose? You have three kids. Not even kids, stepkids. So what happened with your last partner?
Oh, well, I've been married 3 times, and every time they tried to kill me because they were so bored, and they had a kid with another person and left the kid with me. After they killed themselves.
Ooh, you big old fucking cuck. Man,
well,
you are.
I gotta go. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye,
Don. Oh, poor Don.
Well, he had a good run. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, for a minute there, it seemed like it was gonna work out, but...
I hope you're not mad at me. I hope you didn't work too hard to get these bachelors for me.
He just went to the next room.
We literally found them around the corner.
Right over there.
Okay, good.
We did the least amount of work possible.
It's just I spend so much time here, I've never seen any... maybe I'm looking in the wrong spaces.
Well... You have to just keep looking. That's the important thing. Sometimes the journey is more important than the destination.
You know what? I need some Beetlejuice. Would you like some?
Oh.
Don't say it 3 times.
Beetlejuice?
Don't say it 3 times.
What happens if I say it again?
He'll appear.
Oh, who will appear?
Here, one for you, and a Beetlejuice for you.
Oh, thank you.
You don't want it?
Here it.
Whoa! Wow, it was showtime for a few seconds at least.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, would you consume part of Arnold's frozen body to help bring it back to life?
I will. I'll do it now.
Hey, first of all, Sasha, if this is going to kill you, I don't think that's fair. I'm from
me.
Another world.
Do you know what's killed me already?
What?
Not finding love.
I mean, like, we found 3 options for you already. And, hey, it's all right that none of them were right, but...
It's not all right. I know you think I'm being dramatic, but I'm not.
You know what, Sasha? Sometimes, before you're ready to find someone to eat, you have to be okay with eating yourself.
Ooh.
I thought that was going to make more sense.
No. I think that's a good one.
What I'm saying is, maybe you got to spend some time with Sasha.
I've never thought of that. You know, I do like when I'm spending time alone drawing my hieroglyphics.
Mm-hmm.
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Oh.
You're right. Can you live with me?
Can I live with you?
Yes.
Oh,
Arnie, she's settling for you.
No. Well, hey, also, hey, guys, just a second. Hey, can you excuse us a second, Sasha?
Sure.
You said, John.
Yes.
You know, I feel like, and I'm not certain about this, but I feel like there's some chance that Sasha just lies a lot and that at any opportunity she's going to totally eat whatever human flesh she can come in contact with. Huh. She says that she can fix me, and maybe she can, and I would love that, although I don't love the idea of her killing herself to do it. But there's also a very good chance she would just eat me and scuttle away, right? That's not just a me thing. I'm not, like, making that up in my head.
Well, but as a scarab, they have powers of life and resurrection. She said it would make her explode from eating you, help bring you back to life, and then I'm sure over time she would find a way to coalesce again and become a living being. So you don't need to worry about her, if you're worried about her. But if you're worried about you, well...
Guys. We stopped whispering a little while ago.
What?
Oh, we've been talking very loud. Hey, Sasha.
I'm so sorry.
Son of a biscuit.
Oh.
Sorry we didn't move away. Damn it, we should have moved away.
No, it's like, fine.
Just leaned a little bit to the side.
How dare you think that I'm a liar? I'll prove to you right now. I'll eat your skin right now.
That's not really proving.
I'll eat it all up right now,
that's not really,
and then I'll leave, and I'll explode really on my own if you'd like that.
We've also caught you, and you've admitted to lying a few times already. Like,
well, why don't we just give it a shot?
No, Usador, I'm not like you. I can't just come back to life eventually.
I wouldn't let anything terrible happen to you. I believe this scarab has the power to assist you.
I do. Just let me eat your skin.
Just let her eat your skin.
Just let her eat your skin.
Just let her eat your skin.
John, what do you think?
Look, I've got birds on my feet.
I still don't understand what that's all about.
In the name of love.
One bite in the name of love? Arnie, I'm with her.
Okay, fine. You're right. I need to be more trusting. And I know it's easy to get really paranoid after a necromancer stabs you in the chest with a magic sword. But I gotta believe the good things can happen.
You've made the right choice.
And Sasha, did you want a bite out of Goo Goo Gummy or Arnie's dead body?
Arnie's dead body.
Okay, but just like a little bite.
Here you go. It's right under this blanket.
Oh, my.
You should really put that sheet back on. That blanket's really starting to accumulate some heat underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Can we switch back to a sheet?
Cozy.
Yeah, but it's starting to get real
fine.
Damp.
I'll get the sheet.
She's really just like rubbing her hands together. She's got a fork and knife in each mandible.
Oh. How was he?
I want more.
Uh-oh.
I want more.
No, I want more. Now you promised that you would help bring him back to life.
It's too late. I'm a liar.
By giving him enough resurrection power?
No, I can't. I don't want to give you anything. You have nothing to give to me. You didn't give me love. You didn't give me anything. And you expect me to, in turn, give you life?
Then you face the power of a wizard. The wrath of
no.
a wizard unfurled.
No.
Arath Chalath.
No.
Kalatar.
She blooped.
I sent her away. She's fine.
Okay.
But she's far away from here where she can't hurt you at all.
Oh, so like Don's house?
Oh, I should have sent her to Don's house.
Maybe you did.
Maybe I did.
Did you? Does Don live in the land of sand?
Well, I'm not sure where Don's from, and I'm not sure where she went. I just know she's far away.
Oh. Can you fix the fact that she chewed two of my toes off?
Probably, eventually.
I don't walk much anyway, so.
But look at the power coursing through your foot even now. Where she bit into you, there is life returning to this body.
Oh.
It'll take a little time.
Oh.
But I'm sure we'll get there soon.
Arnie, look at that. Back to life. Back to reality.
Wow. Okay. Great.
Hey, did Big Tall Jim kind of sound like Drew?
I was thinking that, but I just didn't want to say that name.
Yeah.
Well, Usador, I guess I'm still in this gummy, but you think before too long my body will be ready for me to go back in? There's no way to say it that doesn't sound weird.
I mean, you already said gummy butt, so I try to bite my
tongue. Did I say gummy butt?
You said I'm still in this gummy butt.
Oh, yeah.
So. Well, I think with a few more spells and incantations and trances and rituals, we'll be able to get your essence back into that body, lickety-split, with the sword removed and you living just like you did before.
Oh, that's good.
Probably only like 7 to 12 incantations or rituals.
Speaking of rituals, isn't it time to read some emails?
Oh, yes, the most powerful ritual of all.
Wait, can the Dark Lord see us through the emails?
I don't know.
Of course, you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six Ts. I have one here. This is from Robert Wagner. Says, Chunt, please.
The actor?
Huh?
Never mind.
G-Store was created for the sole purpose to destroy the Dark Lord. Oh, so it's to me, but it's for G-Store, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay.
G-Store was created for the sole purpose to destroy the Dark Lord. But he has been around for 300 years. My question is, what did he accomplish towards that task prior to Arnie's arrival? Yeah, baby, Robert Wagner.
Well, I would take issue with sole purpose. I have many purposes. I'm friends to birds.
That's like a 300-year project?
Well, I've done lots of things. I've often come to this very library looking for secret and arcane knowledge to help me in this battle.
Okay, that's maybe 28 years, 30 years. What about the other 270?
I talk to a lot of different kingdoms and
give you 15
warriors
years for that, 10 years
and,
for that.
And tried to get people to help me in the quest. Look, I have a long-term plan. I know how it's all going to work out, and I'm not worried about a thing. If this Robert Wagoner, this master of wagons, wishes to throw shade at me, then fine. What has he accomplished in his life?
It doesn't say in the email.
Well, then he can fuck off.
Wow. All right.
Arnie, do you get any emails?
Yeah, but I don't know. Usador didn't respond very well to that last one, I think.
No, read another one.
I get emails.
No, I'm
very,
in the zone.
Very nice listeners who just have questions that are on their mind. I just don't want to.
Look, I'm very busy. I'm doing all sorts of things. Between the weeks that we record the show, I go off to the lands and I meet people and I'm putting together a coalition of forces and learning arcane, mystical things to help me defeat the Dark Lord. And I've been doing that for 300 years. I'm sorry you think it should happen faster, but it just doesn't.
Arnie, lean this way.
Yeah, okay.
Does it feel like Usador's a little more prickly today than
normal? I can hear you just fine.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'll just talk normally. Does it feel like you're a little more prickly today than normal?
Perhaps just a little bit, yes.
Everything okay? What's going on, buddy?
Well, you know, it's just that I do want to defeat the Dark Lord, and I know it has taken a long time. Robert, I am sorry I lashed out at you. You, Master of Wagons, continue on, you bright star, and I shall always have your back, for you are one of my great supporters, and I shall support thee in kind.
Oh, okay. I guess he is doing okay.
Yeah.
This is a quick resolve.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's crying.
We've been in this library too long.
Goddesses, what am I doing with my life?
Are we high again?
You are.
Oh, yeah. Arnie, I'm so blank high. Fill in the blank. Let's see some cook lips.
Little?
Yep. You got it. Woo!
As far as the rush of well-executed entertainment, I guess I'm a little high as well. Who were the voices you heard questioning each other's choices in this week's episode? Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Sasha the Scarab was played by special guest Yasmin Ramos. Yasmin performs with Matt Damon Improv and Holy Fuck Comedy Hour at the Annoyance Theater and with True Bangers at IO Chicago. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. This week, that meant gathering up all the flyers and promotional postcards that had gathered by the studio mailbox and walking them the 8 steps to the recycling bin. Then he caught the attention of the entire staff and shouted, "Don't worry about the junk mail, everyone. It's taken care of." And a lot of us exchanged glances like, "What is he talking about?" And then Kimmy Lucas gives us a face like, "Let him have this." And she's with Earwolf, so it's not like we're going to argue with Kimmy. Anyway, great job, Ryan. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Oops, I see another promotional flyer just came through the mail slot. Looks like we'll need some specialists. Oh, he's asleep. On a pile of coats. Adorable.
Well, I'm home.
Where have you been all day?
I was at the tannery managing.
Yeah, well, you said you were going to be home by 6, and it's 6:30.
I'm sorry, we got an extra big order in.
Sure. Well, I had to eat one of the kids.
That's okay.
Hey, Don?
Yeah?
Where are my fucking socks?
I don't know.
Fuck you.
Fair enough.
You can't let him talk to you like that.
Oh, sure I can.
No, you can't.
All right.
You can't do it.
You're right.
Be more.
Be more?
Be taller. Be bigger.
Be taller?
Oh, my God.
Be bigger?
I'm gonna go to the kitchen and get some juice.
No, wait.
What?
You're right. I'll be taller and bigger. Taller and bigger, the biggest dawn they've ever seen.
Sit down, you fucking cuck.
Oh, okay.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.